Welcome back to the Ancestral Findings podcast. Richmond, the vibrant capital of Virginia, stands as a city of immense historical significance. Its roots reach deeply into the soil of American history, beginning as the ancestral home of the notable Powhatan Native American tribe from which Pocahontas hailed. It also ranks among the earliest English settlements in North America. Richmond's role in the unfolding story of America is undeniable. Here's what makes it a city worth knowing. As Virginia's capital, Richmond anchors the Richmond Metropolitan Statistical Area and the Greater Richmond Region. Founded in 1742 and achieving independent city status in 1871, it boasts a population of approximately 204,000, positioning it as the fourth largest city in Virginia. The encompassing metropolitan area is home to roughly 1.2 million people, ranking it third in the state. Before European settlers arrived, the area now known as Richmond was a crucial village within the Powhatan Confederacy. Although English colonists from Jamestown briefly occupied the area between 1609 and 1611, it wasn't until later that it was permanently settled by Europeans. Designated as the Virginia colony's capital in 1780, replacing Williamsburg, Richmond played a pivotal role during the American Revolution. It was here that Patrick Henry delivered his impassioned "Give me liberty or give me death" speech at St. John's Church, and Thomas Jefferson penned the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. During the Civil War, Richmond served as the capital of the Confederacy. Fast forward to the 20th century, the city was among the first in the nation to establish a successful streetcar network. Today, Richmond is celebrated as a center of African-American culture and commerce, particularly in the Jackson Ward neighborhood. The initial successful English colony in North America was established near Richmond in 1607 at Jamestown. Captain Christopher Newport's exploration of the James River brought him to the Powhatan tribal capital in the Richmond area. This tribe is famously associated with Pocahontas, whose father led the tribe. For years, the Virginia Company strived to establish a stable, profitable settlement in Richmond, eventually succeeding with an ironworks operation. Despite early conflicts with local Native Americans, the settlement eventually flourished, becoming a bustling city by the late 17th and early 18th centuries. Richmond's layout was designed by William Byrd and Major William Mayo in 1737, named for its resemblance to the English town of Richmond, near London. Virginia's decision to participate in the First Continental Congress was swayed by Patrick Henry's 1775 speech, advocating for independence from Great Britain. Virginia's support proved crucial in the Revolutionary War. The capital's relocation from Williamsburg to Richmond aimed to centralize governance, accommodate westward expansion, and safeguard the capital from British forces. Despite efforts to protect it, Richmond fell to British forces under Benedict Arnold in 1781, who burned the city. However, Richmond swiftly recovered post-war, quickly reestablishing itself as a thriving town. The state capitol, completed in 1788 and designed by Thomas Jefferson in a classical style, symbolizes Richmond's resilience and historical importance. Post-Revolution, Richmond emerged as a vital industrial hub, thanks in part to George Washington's design of the James River and Kanawha Canal. This innovation not only facilitated cargo transfer, but also positioned Richmond as a manufacturing powerhouse in the new United States, housing the largest ironworks and flour mills in the South. Richmond's rich history, from its early days to its role in key moments of American history, underscores its significance. A city not just of past glories, but of ongoing cultural and economic contributions, Richmond continues to be a pivotal part of the American landscape. For genealogists and family historians, Richmond, Virginia, offers a treasure trove of resources to uncover the lives and stories of ancestors who lived in this historically rich area. The Library of Virginia, located in the heart of Richmond, is an indispensable resource, housing an extensive collection of historical records, including birth, marriage, death, and land records that date back to the colonial era. Additionally, the Virginia Historical Society provides access to a vast array of documents, photographs, and family papers that offer deep insights into the social, economic, and cultural contexts in which ancestors lived. Richmond's historical sites, such as St. John's Church and the American Civil War Museum, offer contextual understanding and a tangible connection to the past. Engaging with these resources, genealogists can piece together the stories of their ancestors, gaining not only names and dates, but also the rich details of their lives and contributions to the fabric of American history. Whether through digital archives, on-site research, or connecting with local historical societies, family historians have numerous avenues to explore in Richmond, making it a vital destination for anyone seeking to delve into their family's past. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Ancestral Findings podcast. For additional resources, visit ancestralfindings.com. You can download a free ebook, request a free genealogy lookup, and even participate in our weekly historical postcard giveaway. If you want to support us in more ways, consider supporting us on Patreon or PayPal. Every contribution helps to keep the lights on. From all of us at Ancestral Findings, thank you for being an integral part of our family history community since 1995. I hope you have a wonderful day, and as always, happy searching.